Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News, I'm in conversation with Stembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments. Stembile, let's start with the market overall. The JSE All Share at one point breaching 90,000. It's pulled back a little in afternoon trade, but a particularly strong day for gold shares. I also see Sasol is up nicely.
Hi, Jeremy. Yes, it's seemingly a mixed performance across international markets today. I think definitely international developments having varied impacts on investor sentiments. But, you know, the markets, our local market at least, seem to follow the positive performance that we saw in the Asian markets in early trade. Some decent economics out of China this morning helped, you know, sort of support that uplift. But definitely, you know, on the local front, we are, as you mentioned, we're seeing green screens, and it is mostly, I think, a function of just a rebound in risk appetite that's been providing some of that uplift.
And as far as the Rand is concerned, every time I've looked at my screen today, it seems to have moved in one direction or another, a real seesaw here, trading in a range 1826 to 1843. And I would imagine a lot of that is pegged to the ongoing discussions between the president and the leader of the Democratic Alliance in a bid to meet or to rescue this budget deal.
I mean, you know, the Rand is, I think, ultimately a proxy for risk sentiments, right? So naturally, we will see some of the uncertainty around our local political stability play out in our local currency. And definitely, you know, markets don't like uncertainty. And more than anything, markets don't like surprises. I think the whiplash of one day seeing, you know, like they're going to reach a deal and then actually, no, the next day is in itself creating, you know, a bit more angst in the markets, I think. As much as we knew coalition governments would come with a lot of sort of this side versus that side, it was never going to be smooth sailing. It never is. But, you know, I think the point is, you know, to meet somewhere and move forward. And I think the conversation between the leaders is very important, I think, to sort of temper that market concern that is, you know, driving that sort of concern and fear across markets that we're seeing right now.
Is there a sense, and again, with the caveat that this is very much a developing story, is there a sense of growing disquiet in the market should a deal not be reached and that we have then an economy which is going to effectively be stalled?
I leave a lot of that up to the political analysts, but I think in the markets, as I mentioned, that, you know, the expectation is, there was an expectation at least that, you know, this new relationship, the new government, you know, it's a very new relationship. And so they are going to be contentions. I think it's still encouraging that, again, they're having constructive conversations to move forward. But definitely, if there is further, you know, another further stall, I mean, it is first April. So it is likely to have an adverse effect on sentiment and therefore on, you know, the market performance.
On a more positive note, and you talk about the Rand being a bellwether in many respects for risk as far as the economy is concerned, some good news from the ABSA Purchasing Managers Index. It shows that the manufacturing sector has shown a marked improvement in the month of March, rising by 4 points, 48.7 if you're interested. That's its highest level since October's 52.6 points. But again, that is maybe a sign of a little bit more optimism as far as the economy is concerned. We know that manufacturing contributes around 12, 13, 14% of GDP.
I think it definitely is, you know, a sentiment around that, you know, business conditions are improving, economic conditions are improving. As much as there's a lot of risk still at play, especially because of international developments that are going to ultimately impact our local sort of growth prospects to some extent, it is still, I think, difficult to quantify specifically at this point. But there has been a sense, at least in, you know, an improvement in consumer sentiments or rather business sentiments, that, you know, things are improving. And so we are seeing this increase in activity that is feeding through from that.
I suppose one's also got to ask the question how long the bullion price is going to run. We know earlier today the price hitting another record peak. All of this about Donald Trump's reciprocal tariffs announcement. We're expecting that in the next 24 hours or so. The upshot of that, should it be negative, is that it's going to fuel inflationary pressure and also impede economic growth. Spot gold up 0.6%, $3,142.83 an ounce. It's pulled back slightly, but bullion really is on a run, and not unsurprisingly.
Definitely not unsurprising. You know, I think the softer dollar has also been supportive. We've seen the dollar sort of ease back from its highs up last month, and even just last quarter has been quite bearish for the greenback, and we're seeing that continue to play out ahead of, you know, tomorrow's what they're calling Liberation Day. And so I think leading up to the announcements, the softer dollar, but also just the safe haven appeal of gold. We've seen sort of a similar story play out for bonds. So I think it definitely safe haven assets are finding favor in this environment because of the concern really on the escalation of these tariffs. You know, the U.S. retaliates by a certain margin. Those target nations retaliate by an even bigger margin, and it sort of snowballs from there. That's not our base case, but we definitely are cognizant of the potential reality of this turning into, you know, I think a full-blown global trade war. And that's what's playing out in the bullion prices, as you mentioned.
And just a final one, bit thin on company news today, but let's just reflect very quickly on PSG Financial Services. It is a big organization valued at around 23 billion rand on the JSE. And it says it expects its earnings to rise by as much as 26% for the full year ending February. They will be well pleased with that.
It was definitely a positive update, you know, and I think it generally is pointing towards further momentum in the bottom line following what was also a robust first half print. And it is, I think, likely driven by what we've seen being, you know, operational progress across the business, the segments, especially the insurance and the asset management divisions. And, you know, those have performed particularly well over the past year, rather. And so I think that definitely supported some of that upside.
And Stembile, if you're a collector of useless trivia like I am, also worth noting that a little earlier this year, the founder of PSG, Yanni Mouton, returning to the Forbes World Billionaires list. Take a deep breath. He has a net worth of just under 30 billion rand. That is a sizable amount of money, and that's where we're going to leave it for tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Stembile Bopela from FNB Wealth and Investments. Always appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.